Welcome into Jaguars Live, presented by Everbank here for the post-game report. The Jaguars fall 31-17 of the Dallas Cowboys here at Wembley, and joined now by Tony Boselli, the pride of the Jaguars. Tough to stop a Dallas Cowboys football team when they really can have balance, which they did with DeMarco Murray early in that ballgame.
Yeah, he really never made him one-dimensional. And I think the game plan was, if you could do that and get after Tony Romo with that bad back, you might have some success. But DeMarco Murray ran the ball, and that offensive line was outstanding, both run and pass protection. And they really got it going. But with all that said, if you think about the game in the first quarter, you're up 7-3. Defense gets a big stop, gets them off, and fumble punt. And after that, the floodgates opened up, and it was it never really went their way afterwards.
Yeah, Ace Sanders fields a punt. The ball bounces out of his hands. It rolls down to where Dallas Cowboys recover it at the six-yard line. And when the Dallas Cowboys have field position like that and DeMarco Murray, it's hard to stop that offensive line because the Dallas Cowboys have arguably the best offensive line in football.
Boy, they're good, and they're really good at getting to the next level. I think you saw that today of the getting on linebackers, and our linebackers weren't able to get off the blocks. And when you give DeMarco Murray an opportunity to get north and south and get to the second level, he is, boy, he's really good. He's patient. He's explosive. And they just had it going on, Jeff, you know, pass, run, and the fact that then once the offense started sputtering a little bit, that defense is on the football field a long time against a really good offense. And it's tough. And just too many errors. You gave the Cowboys too many opportunities and came back to bottom.
The offensive line for the Cowboys even got healthier today. They had two starters return to their lineup. You know, so DeMarco Murray has not only had one game where he hasn't surpassed 100 yards, but what was really kind of surprising was Dez Bryant. Last week he only had two catches, and they didn't come until the last drive. But in today's ball game, two touchdown catches. He ended up leaving in the second half of the game, but the damage was already done. This guy's a fantastic player.
Yeah, you think Tony Romo was important to this team? I mean, Brandon Whedon's in there. They can't throw. They can't complete a pass, and the Cardinals put 8-9 in the box and just stop, you know, DeMarco Murray. And with Tony Romo out there, he takes advantage of situations. And they got some single coverage. I mean, that's what the Jaguars do. They stuck to that. And Dez Bryant is tough to cover all by yourself. And he made him pay.
For this football team, you've got a bye week coming up. Okay, last year they had a bye. They didn't have a win going into the bye. Came out of the bye and played well. Can this team, as young as they are, come out of the bye and start to play better and get wins?
Well, listen, I think you have to. I mean, there's no option. You got seven more games, and Jeff, you played this game a long time, and as I did, and Sunday's come, and nobody's going to feel sorry for you, and the other teams are going to be out there ready to play, and you got to go into this bye week, get healthy, really evaluate what you've done the first half of the season, and then go out and have a good week before Indianapolis and say, listen, we got seven games to change the narrative of what the season's about. And let's go get that done. And that's what they were able to do last year under Gus Bradley. And I expect the same thing coming out of the bye week this year.
This whole week for London has been, I think, a great experience for not only the Jaguars organization, but also a lot of the city leaders. And their desire to build a fan base here over the UK, at some point you've got to start giving them a product over here, right, that says, hey, look, this is fun to follow. They love rooting for an underdog, but at some point the underdog's got to become a top dog or a dog.
Well, listen, it's, you know, it's 2 years in a row being here in London and tough outcomes. And I, you know, which is frustrating for me, and I know you too as well. And listen, even more for this team. You know, you're up 7-3, and you and I sat up in the booth, well, actually in the stands, which there was no booth, so we're in the stands. And I said, you know, this feels different. You know, this is going to be a game. You know, this team has a chance to really do something. And we spoke too soon, and maybe it's our fault, because as soon as we said that, the muff punt comes, and it just, it's frustrating, and, you know, we'll be back here next year, and, but you can't worry about that right now. You got seven games. I think that's the message right now if you're Gus Bradley. You got seven games. Get out of here for the bye week. Clear your mind. Nothing we can do about the first nine. And now let's come back and, hopefully finish strong.
All right, let me correct you. I don't want you to get a little bit too far ahead of it. Six games left.
Six games left.
Three at home and three on the road, but a tough one coming up against Andrew Luck. And looking at the string of quarterbacks coming up for the remaining six games, it does not get any easier.
No, that's right. I was trying to give us one more game to have another chance to get a victory. I'd like this one back, I guess. Yeah, six games. That's right. Cause late bye week, and good players. I mean, listen, you're probably going to go play the best young quarterback in football. You know, he is. I mean, not probably. He is the best young quarterback in football on a team that's leading the division and has bigger, big playoff aspirations. And they're a good football team. And you got to come out and you got to figure out a way to get better. And that's the message from Gus Bradley. And it's perfect for this situation. Get better. Because nothing that has happened in the first part of the season, the first 10 games, I was wrong, you can't change that, Jeff. And so get better and come out and try to change the story at the end.
All right, well, let's get home.
I'm looking forward to being home. I love London, but I like Jacksonville a lot more.
Me too, and that'll do it for us for here, right here in Wembley Stadium for Jaguars Live, brought to you by EverBank. The Jaguars follow the Cowboys 31-17.